it's that time of year again. A lot of you planning your wedding. Exciting now.
But how do you make it last long term? After the nuptials, Jerome Vincent Carter, marriage coach, along with his wife and author of How to Make Your Marriage Last Longer Than Your Wedding, tells us some of the secrets to a long and happy marriage.
I think that is important that couples cultivate the friendship before deciding to get married. Sometimes you marry someone and they're really not even your friend.
All right, now you should know, because you and your wife have been married 26 years. When you've been married that long, how do you keep it from getting boring?
I think that when you've been married that long, Maggie, it's important to have a date night, to have quarterly getaways, and a yearly vacation, which should center around your anniversary date.
And I have to tell you, Joan, everybody says that, all the marriage counselors and everybody, but try doing it.
And we did. So we practiced it, and so it's very successful. But then you're right, it does get difficult sometimes, and especially if you don't have the extended family or you don't have the friends where you feel comfortable leaving the kids with. You have to do it at least twice a month.
What's the biggest mistake couples make?
Lack of communication, and then lack of understanding that you're not going to be 100% happy all the time with your spouse. So it's the unrealistic goals, I should say. Mm-hmm. And so you have to understand that in a marriage, you probably won't, and you realistically you will not be happy 100% of the time. But Maggie, you can achieve, and my wife and I, we're living proof of that, you can achieve 85-15. 85% of the time, things are great. There is that 15% of the time, well, okay, honey, I don't want to really look at you right now or talk to you or deal with you at all right now. And that's okay. And at certain times, you can even be 90-10.
So how do you survive those valleys?
That's when the communication is important and very important. Where you sit down, you talk about, look, honey, I'm dealing with a lot. It has nothing to do with you, but this is what it is. And so at least your spouse isn't taking it personal.
All right. Well, that's a good idea. That's a good start. The Jerome Vincent Carter, along with his wife, they call themselves marriage architects. I love that term. But I have to say, it's unrealistic, not just if you don't have babysitters. Even if you have a babysitter, it's financially a little bit unrealistic, I think, to most people, to go out once a week, maybe once a month. But also time-wise, you know?
Yeah, but when you say going out, you're talking about child-free, right?
Yes, yeah, okay. Date night. Yeah, just okay. So you focus on each other. But you know what? Everyone I ever talk to who does those, they miss their kids and they wind up talking about their kids, which defeats the whole purpose.
I don't know if that would defeat the whole purpose. You're
it
talking
does.
About the kids while they're not there.
It
and
does.
They're not distracting you.
The idea is to get a little romance going, like when you were dating before you had a care in the world. And
relax,
when you're talking about the
nice
kids.
Have a nice dinner. And
no.
Whatever comes up. That's your life.
Yeah. But I think you have to make it a priority to not talk about the kids. That's what the experts say.